Welcome to The Watchman. Get ready for awakening teachings on the end times, Bible prophecy, and on the times and seasons in which we live. The King is coming.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to The Watchman this evening as we continue with our study on the times in which we live and expound on some of the things that are making news across the world. Interesting things that we have to talk about today. And as usual, I'm with Derek Moreva, one of the people at the Watchman Ministries, one of our ministers. And Derek, looks like we are entering an era of virus after virus after virus. Mm-hmm. And where is the end of this? First of all, tell us what's happening.
Well, even before the pandemic had had its full, they were already pronouncing the next pandemic, the great next pandemic after COVID. And they were praising the global efforts on fighting COVID and how the, you know, politics came together with the finance and how the religious people were all backing the agenda. And they were all saying, you know, this is great success and we should maintain this even when the next pandemic comes. And everybody's saying, please, we've not yet come out of COVID, but you're already pronouncing, another pandemic. And now looks like this is on top of the agenda of, because now we're going to have the climate, UN climate change people meeting next month. That is COP27. They're going to meet in Egypt. And then also G20 is also meeting in Indonesia. And on top of their agendas is this pandemic thing. They're using this pandemic success. First of all, the virus itself, but also the convergence of all systems in helping further the agenda. Now, they need something like a virus, like they did with COVID, because when the virus came, it gave them the advantage to control and release their experimental or theoretical means in which they would hoped they would control the world in a time to come in the future. But now, with this decade of global reset, which started in 2020 with COVID, they are now very happy with viruses. Mm. In fact, they now want to push this agenda that started with the Wuhan lab in China in every nation. So yes, and you know they are very, very wise. They don't build these labs within their own territory because they know in case a virus breaks out, it will affect their people. So they are taking these laboratories out of their countries, out of their boundaries, and they are doing this all over the world.
One thing happened, there was a World Health Organization,
yes,
and the meeting, and they were saying that they wanted powers that go beyond state sovereignty to handle viruses in the future.
Yes.
So that's if they declare that something has to be done, WHO, the state has no place to say yes or no to that thing. And so they were seeking basically far-reaching powers.
Yes.
Now, a lot of the countries, other countries actually said we are kind of inclined to eat because of the leadership they had, but 27 African countries said no. We are not ready for that. We cannot accept that. World Health Organization cannot have sovereignty over us,
yes,
when it comes to anything.
Yes.
So they have to. They cannot overstep our sovereignty.
Yes.
Now, the rest of the world, I was seeing commentators, people who, of course, know what these globalists are planning, praising African nations, saying, thank you very much. You stopped this thing in its tracks. They could have passed it if it wasn't for African nations and so on. And a majority of them said no. But then you see these people don't just, so they put it on the side.
Mm.
But now they decided they are not going to put it out there for a clean vote.
Yes.
They are going to break these African nations down one by one.
Mm-hmm.
And by the time they get that thing to vote, the African nations would have been subdued under the mighty arm of World Health Organization. That's what they believe.
Yes.
So they came and they started doing their laboratories, first in Mali.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about Mali.
So now Mali has had great, great success. And you need to...
According to them.
Yes, according to them. Mm. And because, you know, when the Ebola outbreak came in Liberia, they were very excited because it then gave them a foothold in that entire region.
Mm.
And they had planned that it spreads all the way from Liberia into the most populous nation on the continent, which is Nigeria. Mm. And now they have established camps there. They have, you know, all these UN, WHO, UNICEF and whatever, humanitarian, whatever, of course, you know, through aid, yes. Mm. And they have took, for example, in Mali, now there is a laboratory which, of course, gaining from what happened during the COVID outbreak, which was COVID, and this whole talk of a laboratory in China, which, you know, was studying, you know, vector-borne viruses. Mm-hmm. In other words, a virus jumps from an animal into human beings. And there's a claim that bats are the ones that cause Ebola. Yet, you know, we've had stories of Congo where people eat bats, but there's never been Ebola because of bats. But anyway, regardless of what you believe, Ebola comes from. So now they've put such a lab in Mali, saying we need to monitor all viruses that come from animals into humans. And we need to study them and prepare vaccines in case, you know, there's such an eventuality that a butterfly bit somebody and some virus started. And because of the supposed success they say they've gained there, they have also now descended down into our very own territory.
Yeah, Uganda. And they are now doing that. Yes. And now they are at UVRI. Mm. And sponsored by National Institute of Health in America, which is the same institute led by Fauci at the time. He has since stepped down by Dr. Ade, very notorious Dr. Anthony Fauci. A very wicked man, a very, very wicked man. Like, some of these people are wicked beyond belief, by the way. And he's the one who, through him, NIH sponsored gain of function research that brought about the coronavirus in China, in Wuhan, in the Wuhan laboratory. Now, that has been proved beyond doubt, even in the American Congress. It has been proved that NIH funded gain-of-function research, which actually, NIH is National Institute of Health in America, funded that research, which actually started COVID in China, in Wuhan. Now, and if you see the way the whole thing progressed, the whole COVID thing progressed and so on, when the first COVID cases came out at the beginning of January 2020, by the third week of January, even towards the end of 2019, the president of America at the time, Donald Trump, had banned all travel from China, trying to protect America from COVID. Now, it's interesting that people like Joe Biden and all the Democrats came up and said, he actually tweeted and said that's xenophobia, that's what. They actually blasted him
racism.
For racism, what, you know, keep the flights from China coming. Then within a short time, COVID lands in America. Then they say Trump is denying COVID. But because they have control over the messaging, they have a control over, you know, what people listen to. And of course, most people are not going to go deep into listening. What they do is they will just put on their TV and they will believe what is there. And now when you believe something which has been fed to you like that, when the truth comes, you actually have what is called cognitive dissonance, where the truth comes and it is so alien to your mind that you reject it because you've been feeding on a lie and a lie and a lie, which is actually what almost all these international TV stations now do. All of them owned by six companies. And all those companies are controlled by the same World Economic Forum, who are trying to depopulate the world. Now, what is the purpose of all this gain-of-function research and all that? What's the purpose of even them coming to Uganda? Now they are in our own Uganda Virus Research Institute in Entebbe. They're also sponsoring a lab to do the same gain-of-function research. And it is soon going to produce another virus here, probably starting here. This, you remember the Zika virus?
Yes.
They were claiming it started from Entebbe. But then the interesting thing about Zika virus, and now these are things which you find interesting, because apparently it started from Entebbe and flew to Brazil, where it was affecting everybody. But in Entebbe, where it started, everybody was okay. Which was the same thing they said about AIDS. They said that AIDS came from monkeys in the jungles in Congo. The only problem with that is that the people who were living in the jungles with the monkeys were 100% free of AIDS. And people who were living in urban centers were the ones who had all the AIDS. So how come the monkeys left the jungles and brought the sick? So it was all bullocks, of course. Now, So you'll hear a virus cropping from here. You're going to hear this very soon. And why is that? Why are they doing this? UVRI and, you know, Ghana Virus Institute, National Institute of Health. Because they're targeting specific African countries.
Yes.
And the only condition is they have to have greedy presidents like ours. Mm-hmm. They just come and give him money. He takes the money. He doesn't care what they do. But now these people are after population control. That is their biggest thing. I told you the COVID vaccine, which was rolled out and so on, is now achieving what it's supposed to do. There is a condition called myocarditis, which is like problems with the heart problems, which eventually can lead to heart failure and so on, and from which many people have died. It increased by almost 40% or 50%, even in some places even 100% after the COVID vaccine, after mid-2021, which is the time the COVID vaccines came out.
Yes.
And all before that, people were warning that these mRNA, messenger RNA vaccines, which they are giving COVID, have not been tested. They have not had ample testing. They did not even test them enough with rats, much less with human beings. Okay. Now, and they were being rolled out when they have not been tested. Now they are rolled out. Now people are dying at an alarming rate. If you do not know that, you are listening to the wrong sources of information, because now it is all over.
Yes.
I was seeing it even some channels, news channels in America now, all reporting on the alarming rates at which people are dying. And doctors are crying out loud and so on. So now, but we warn the people, do not be a lab rat. Now, in Uganda here, they came, they said, we are going to create our own vaccine. You remember that?
Yes.
Then they went and bought rats, which were apparently 9 million each, lab rats. Then they explained, you remember Dr. Msenero explaining how these rats are special,
yes,
they are what, and so on.
Mm.
But then that's not the worst news. The worst news is that they actually don't want the rats to be tested on. They want you to be the one they test on.
In any case, even
so
testing
now,
with rats takes long.
Everything, by the time they come up with a vaccine, usually before this whole thing, it takes 9 or 10 years before a vaccine is approved. Because they have to first, they first do the animal tests. First with rats, then with primates. Then after that, they do the testing 1, 2, 3 with human beings. And the first testing with human beings is people who have volunteered, either because they have sicknesses from which they are going to die anyway, or some of them are on death row, and they are going to be, killed anyway.
Yes.
And they tell them, we'll give you this amount of money which you can live with your family if you accept that we test this medicine on you. That's how they used to do it before. But now they have no time for that. Then when they finish the first testing and they see it is safe, then they go to the second testing. Still, that is done with people who have volunteered.
Yes.
They tell you the risks. They tell you the benefits. The benefits usually are monetary. And they tell you, but this is for a good cause, for the general good. So if this works out, you will save so many lives through this. Then they go to the third testing before they actually roll it out. All that takes years.
Yes.
Years, minimum 5, 6, 7. But usually about, it used to take 9 to 10 years.
Yes.
Now, when COVID came, less than 9 months, the vaccine was out and it was being rolled and it was being forced on people. And people were being chased from jobs for not taking the vaccine. And I was saying that is absolutely not right. The first time I knew they were going to do it, I actually went and did a press conference and said that no employer has the right to tell you to take anything in your body.
Yes.
Your employer does not own your body. The contract you have with your employer is about your service, not your body. Your work, you work, he pays you, not your service. The president went on a national address and said, this cabletter is misleading people. If you don't take the vaccine, you lose your job. So people chose the vaccine. But now it has come with a lot of dangers.
Yes.
But fortunately, in Uganda, it hasn't been as bad. Because we took the one from India, AstraZeneca. But the Pfizer and the Moderna have been terrible. And those are the ones which were taken by most Europeans and Americans. They have been terrible. And the rate at which people have been dying is alarming. I don't know if it is the AstraZeneca which saved us. Anyhow, going away from that. Now, the disappointment with the people of the World Economic Forum. Remember, the wife of Bill Gates, Melinda Gates, they claim they divorced, but I don't believe that is true. But anyway, that's their business.
Yes.
Whether they divorced or not is not of importance to us. But do you know what she said? She was quoted as saying that, I see dead bodies on the streets of Africa. And she was giving a prophetic word. She's seeing dead bodies on the streets of Africa. Guess what? There have not been those dead bodies yet.
Yes.
But they are still working hard. And with the help of governments like ours, for a little money, they are going to sell you to become a lab rat. They will force vaccines now on you. Now the latest is going to be a Ebola vaccine. They will force them into you, tell you, we're starting with teachers, with the doctors, with what? People on the front line. And they will go the same way. They will force people to take vaccines. And they are testing very dangerous substances on your body.
Yes.
Very, very dangerous substances on your body. And then they don't even give you the option of choosing. So the purpose of us telling you this, some of you people have to understand, is just to tell you that your government sold you out. Know that. They sold you out. And they started in Mali. The same thing. They go talk to the president, we are giving you this amount of money. Then, yeah, they start doing their things. Maybe some of them might think those experiments are good for the people. I don't believe they think so. I definitely know that here, our people know that this whole thing is fake. But now they have Ebola vaccines to try. So they come to Uganda and say, we want to try them on your people for this amount of money. So your leaders say, okay. So then there's a convenient outbreak of Ebola. And they are telling you, you know, these are the people who have been suffering from Ebola. Now, I was talking to somebody from the media who told me they are under a lot of pressure to make sure that all they are covering is Ebola. Main stories, top stories has to be Ebola, Ebola, Ebola. In some cases, they are being paid money to do all the Ebola coverage. In other cases, they are just being coerced with a heavy arm that you people are not reporting on Ebola, Ebola. Because why? Because they want to create a scenario of fear, which is what they did with COVID. And after they've created that scenario of fear, then people run to become lab rats, to become, to give your body to be the one which they test on their vaccine, so-called vaccine. And the problem with all this is it is being done by people whose stated purpose is to reduce the population of the world. And they have stated this very clearly in very different fora and emphatically. And we have shown people these videos of them saying it, that in order to combat climate change, we have to reduce the population of the world. And they are doing everything to reduce the population of the world. For them, it is not a joke. Now you see they are even pushing the world to the brink. And you are saying Boston Lab. What happened in the Boston Lab?
So in the Boston Laboratory, this very week on Monday, they created a virus strain, a COVID virus strain, that has a kill rate of 80%. In other words, if you get this particular virus, you have 80 chances out of 100 of dying from it. But here's the thing. The original vaccine, or the one that spread around the world, had a survival rate of 99%.
The original COVID, you mean?
Yes, the original one from the lab in Wuhan. You had a death, it had a kill rate of 1%.
Less than.
Less than 1%. And now here is one they are making which has 80%. I mean, what are they really up to?
And they have actually announced, I saw that piece of news, they announced we've made a coronavirus which will kill 80 out of 100 people who get it. Now I'm saying, why are you making it? Because they have said before. Now, in other words, they are holding it and saying, we can release it any minute. And the minute we release it, then it starts spreading. And now, unlike the original COVID, which was just like a mild flu and what, for some people, for many people, especially those who did not have any underlying sicknesses. Now this one comes and it's very deadly. And they have told you they've made it. And they have actually made it. And now you're asking, why are they making it? Because these are merchants of death. They want to reduce the population of the world. And that is their stated case. They want by 2030, they have said this, and I've heard them saying it, that the ideal population of the world, for there not to be climate change and all that, is 1 billion people. That is their ideal population of the world. The current population is 7.5 billion people, going on 8 billion. That means they are ready or willing to kill as many as 6.5 billion people for them to survive on the earth. And now that is how the deception of the devil works. And some people think that people cannot be that wicked. Let me tell you, when somebody comes under the arm of the devil, there is nothing that they cannot do. Because for instance, why would somebody like Hitler say, I want to kill all the Jews, all of them, and he calls it the final solution? is let's just exterminate the whole Jewish race. Why would somebody do that? Because like when somebody comes under the arm of the devil, you think he's himself, but he's not. Like it's the devil in total control, and the evil that person is capable of, regardless of how you might see them, they might come out as a head of some organization, but behind them is the devil himself. Okay, some of the most wicked demons in hell are operating in those people's lives. So they will come up with things like this, and they think they are saving the world. Let's kill. Now, that's why even they are pushing for the nuclear thing. Yes. We talked about it last time, how they are very excited that there's going to be a nuclear war. Now, even North Korea got involved, and now they are testing and what. Now they sent a nuclear weapon, which went past Japan. And now it went and fell in the sea.
In the sea, yes.
Past Japan, yes. Over Japan. And Japan were worried. They were panicking because everybody is now coming in the nuclear thing and being encouraged by these same people.
Yes, and the boldness, because by the time North Korea launched that missile, the U.S. Had just conducted an exercise of, security, what? And immediately they had done the launch, because now it's the brazen, attitude that these nations now have is alarming. And, we've been speaking about some of these, the viruses and the vaccines and what. For instance, even in here in Uganda, our own Minister of Health, I heard her saying that we have, two vaccines that have come, but according to WHO, none has had regulatory or ethical approvals, but we are still going to line up, and receive some of these things because, we've been coerced. And so I was looking at...
Now, if you think about that for a moment, somebody says we've had vaccines, but none of them has had regulatory or even ethical
approvals. Yes.
But we are going to inject them in people. Mm-hmm. That actually shows the total disregard they have for life. Mm-hmm. Those people are the ministry of death. Mm-hmm. An absolute disregard for life. Because why would you get a vaccine which is potentially dangerous, which has not been approved at any level? And even the person who gave it to you says it is not approved. Mm-hmm. But you want to put it in somebody's body. Mm-hmm. Why would you want to do that? How evil can those people be? Mm-hmm. And you see, let me tell you, the reason the devil is pushing so hard for extermination of a huge part of the human race is because there is going to be a big, big, big revival in this end time that is going to bring billions of people to the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
And some of them are still out there in the world. So the devil would rather they die now and go to hell rather than they are part of this end time revival that is going to bring them into the kingdom of God. So it's a whole plan. Like, if he senses there is a revival, of course he knows it's prophesied and he knows it has to come to pass. So in his own way, he sees what using his servants on earth, how it can be mitigated. Now, if he's going to lose billions of people who are going to come into the kingdom of God, how can I, change that? How about we just kill them before they have the chance to get into the kingdom of God? That's the plan of the enemy. And this is what all this is about. And it is being clearly stated by these people. Now, I have had people who listen to this and say, no, you're fighting government programs. Yes, I am fighting government programs. Let me make that straight. I am. But you go and take them. Don't disturb other people who want to be. You go and put your body and let them inject you with this rubbish. And give yourself 3 to 6 months and you'll see what will happen. Don't argue with people. Now, when we're at the conference, I told people that I warned you and I promised them, you listen to your radio stations. There will be others coming and I will warn you. And I am doing that right now. Do not take any of these things. There is, as you've heard from Derek, at they are sponsoring research, which is supposed to get vaccine, apparently, viruses from animals to human beings, and then they are putting a lot of money in it, and the next thing you'll hear viruses which you've never had before, okay, and they will claim they've come from animals, and yet they have actually been done in a laboratory, which is where they manufactured even AIDS, by the way, and obviously, COVID. So, and this is what is going to happen, and there's going to be like unnecessary death. And it's all people being sold out by their governments. So when Africa, 27 African countries refused, said World Health Organization, no, because there are countries which refuse this COVID vaccine. Mm. And they said, we want to first know what is in it. Tell us what is the chemical composition of these vaccines you are asking us to put in the bodies of our people. Mm. I know in countries like Zambia, they said, no, first wait a minute. We need to know what is in these vaccines. In Uganda, for just some few millions, everybody is required. Because somebody wants to build an arcade somewhere. Those are the sort of people we have in this country. Okay? And now they are requiring it, just pumping it in everybody. And it is very, very unfortunate. Some of them even are not even political leaders. Some of them are even cultural leaders. And they are complicit in this. And don't get yourself involved in killing people just because you're getting some money. Don't do that. Don't do that. There will be a day of reckoning. Do not get yourself in killing people, okay? Innocent people. Because there are people who will abuse the authority. Because people believe in you and they trust you, then you go and get money and you send people to their death. Now, previously, maybe you didn't know how dangerous these vaccines are. Now you know. Now they have said themselves that they have not gone through the approval processes. They have not gone through the processes of being tried as proper vaccines, the way vaccines used to be before. But they want to use your body as the trial laboratory. Why would anybody accept that? Why would you? So, we keep on warning people, and we keep on telling them that there is a real danger, and somebody wants to depopulate this world because of climate change. And that's why they want nuclear war, because nuclear war is going to reduce the population of the world. But then we told you last time that the Bible says there will be a war, and it will involve nuclear weapons, and to destroy a third of the population of this world. And that is like 2.5 billion people, going by current population. It says one third of the population of the world. It says that twice in Revelation chapter 9, starting from verse 13 to like verse 17. So, know that it will come, but there are people for whom God has intended it. Those are the people who would attack the nation of Israel. It is not intended for us. Whereas the devil and his crowd, the World Economic Forum and all those people, want to first exterminate Africa because they see us as the most useless people. That's why they are targeting our governments, for first Mali, then now Uganda. And they will find other countries where there are leaders who do not care about their population. They will find them. Now, they will roll out their things. But the target audience of the World Economic Forum is Africa first. Our billion. There's about 1.3 billion people in Africa. They might not want to kill all of them. But, I mean, a good percentage of them, I'm sure in the minds of those people, they want them dead. You're just there wasting time. There's a lot of resources in your countries which you don't know how to utilize and so on. So why don't you just die? As they say, roll over and die. that's what they wish for you. Now, I do not want you to wish it for yourself by running just because somebody has said you run immediately and also put your hand and they put some rubbish in your hand. Do not do that if you love your life. Now, unless you have a death wish.
Yes, you mentioned something that stuck on my mind. You said that all of this is geared towards reducing the world population. Yes, that is what at least they're marketing it to be. But the real intention of the devil is to send billions of people who would have eventually been saved by this end time revival to hell.
Yes.
And I noticed that science has now taken a spiritual turn. Because when I was looking at this whole gain of function thing that they have brought here now, there's something that they call a UN policy called One Health. And it's even there during the launch they were talking about it. It's a UN policy called One Health. And it's an integration of humans, plants, animals, and their environment. Now, this is exactly as it was in the days of Noah, where there's this wisdom, which is not human wisdom, that is being given to men to turn the world on its head. Now one of the things they did is, for example, and by the way, make no mistake, this whole laboratory stuff is all spiritual, because this knowledge is not naturally existing with human beings. They have to receive this revelation from demonic entities in this case. And now if you look at one of those things that Daniel chapter 12 verse 4 says that in the last days there will be, an increase.
Knowledge shall increase.
Yes, knowledge shall increase, and it's just a fulfillment of that prophetic word of our days, because now even science itself has taken a spiritual turn. That is why the political arm of human, governance has to also be subdued under the science. That's why every politician was saying, follow the science, follow the science. Why? They are saying follow the science, but it's really follow the devil, because the devil is the one who has brought this new science, this new knowledge, like Daniel 12, verse 4 is saying.
And remember that wicked man called Anthony Fauci was saying that anybody who attacks me attacks science. You know what I mean? And the man is wicked, and science is supposed to be an observable, provable, challengeable, thing put out there where everybody can disapprove it, challenge it, and what, so that eventually when everybody has put in their challenge and their challenge has been explained away, then it is accepted as, science. But now here, this science, everything has to be the way we agree for it to be.
Yes.
Nobody should challenge it. Anyhow, I wanted to tell you that the population of the world, the 2.5 billion people that the Bible speaks about in Revelation chapter, or the, it says one third of mankind in Revelation chapter 9, are different people. Now, the devil wants that population to be innocent people like us.
Yes.
But God intended it for the nations which attack Israel.
Mm.
And it says it very clearly, that the nations which attack Israel. It says it in Ezekiel 38, Ezekiel 39. It says it in Zechariah chapter 14, verse 12 of the nations that come up against Israel. Now, those are the ones which we have been talking about here, which are already making a confederacy among themselves. Because now, guess what? Turkey is saying that they want to be a conduit of Russian oil to Europe.
Yes.
Now, which means Turkey is now actually going with Russia.
With Russia, yes.
And that's exactly the way what the Bible says, because Turkey is supposed to be a member of NATO, which means supposed to be with the West.
Yes.
But it is appearing to be now with Russia. Now that I find that interesting, because that's what the Bible says.
Mm.
Now those are the nations, Turkey, Russia, Iran, Syria, a possibility, not yet proven, but a big possibility of China as well, and maybe even India, attacking Israel. The scripture says an army of 200 million people. Now, that is a huge army, a very, very big army. And it might involve, actually, not just those countries. It might involve the entire Islamic world coming to attack Israel. Now, it says that's when the plague. And then it says the Lord, which is the plague, which is the Lord. It doesn't say which Israel. It says which is the Lord. That's what the scripture says. And then it says a third of the people will be killed. Now, that's what the scripture says. That's there, but then the devil would want that third to come from us,
yes.
Yeah, from all these people. Remember, just remember this: nothing happened to those people who are not vaccinated. They are still moving on healthy and wealthy. Okay, nothing happened to them. And then, so don't let anybody deceive you that if I remember some guy I met in the gym, had he told me, I got the vaccine from South Africa and what. I said, so now? He said, then I told him, I can't get that vaccine. We're talking about the COVID vaccine. Then he said that, he told me, that nozaku fanko mushema. What does that mean?
It means you'll die like a fool.
You'll die like a fool.
Yes.
I looked at him and said, let's see which of us is the fool. I am sure if I met him right now, he's regret. Because many of the people, it weakened them a bit. It made them a bit weak. They are even, then others, like there is a vulnerability. Others have been telling me that they have heat strokes. You wake up at night and your body is suddenly hot. Then you get back, and you get back okay for a long time. Then it keeps on coming. Things which people never had
before.
I was
talking to my baba a few days ago, and I was telling him about this whole Ebola vaccine and telling him to be careful. And so he began to tell me about his COVID vaccine experience. He said for 2 weeks he was bedridden, and he swore. He told me, even if they do what, I will never go for any other vaccine that this government brings, you know, and because he has tested and seen, at least he was ignorant then, but now that he knows, and of course I went ahead and told him all these things that, you know, we are sharing with the people now, and he told me no wonder that, you know, these people are really out to kill us, you know, which is the truth. And recently, you know, back at home, there was a person in the neighborhood, no, very healthy, nothing wrong. He actually, you know, drops the mother to the airport. On his way back, he's sleeping. He doesn't wake up. And no reason for death, unknown causes. You know, and this is going on all over the country. Now, in this country, if you ask, if you ask anyone close to you, they probably had a story, a weird story about this thing. Yeah.
So please, we are warning you. But then also the Lord, like revealed to me that even those who took the COVID vaccine, we can pray away those effects.
Amen.
So at the end of this show, we'll have a prayer.
Yes.
So if anybody is listening, just believe God that if you did, the whole thing is being taken out of your body by the Lord. But now that you've had, do not make the same mistake. We beg of you. That's why we come here and say this. These things are not said easily. Some of them are said that, you know, when I started coming out against the vaccines, but that was really boldness, because the whole world was convinced, what, you know, COVID vaccination, what, look, everybody was convinced. When I came out and did that press conference, and I did a press conference, I said, no, don't force anybody to vaccinate. Please do not take the vaccination. It was like, you guy, what is wrong with you? It seems you're going against the whole world.
Yes.
But I knew what I was doing. And now, somebody was saying the other day, you are the only one who has insisted on this from the beginning, and you were right. So the point is, now we are not just doing this. Some of these things come at the big expenses. It's easier for us to just keep quiet like anybody else.
Yes.
Yeah, and just, but that's not what God has sent us to do. Okay? God has not sent us to do that. God has sent us to stand up boldly in these days, like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and their friend Daniel. So we are in the days of Daniel and his friends. We cannot sit back and keep quiet. When you sit back, everything rolls on as it was. When Nebuchadnezzar makes his image, okay, let's actually read some scripture, because it looks like we've not read any scripture since the beginning. And hallelujah, glory to God, glory to God. So we are not the people whom God is intending, whom the Bible speaks about, the third of the population. No, we are not, although the devil would want us to be. Okay, I'll start from the very beginning just to give context for people. I will not presume everybody knows their Bible. Nebuchadnezzar the king made an image of God. That's Daniel chapter 3 verse 1. Whose height was 60 cubits and its width was 6 cubits. And he set it up in the plain of Dura, in the province of Babylon. Now, you see, whose height was 60 cubits, its width was 6 cubits, and they were supposed to worship after 6 instruments were played. You notice that correlation.
Yes.
And King Nebuchadnezzar sent word to gather the satraps, the administrators, the governors, the counselors, the treasurers, the judges, the magistrates, and all the officials to come to the dedication of the image which King Nebuchadnezzar had set up. You know, it's interesting because it repeats those same people in the next, very next verse. But what it's saying here is the satraps, those are like, you know, and administrators, those are all government officials, governors, you know, people in charge of all the provinces, the counselors, okay, who would be like the legal fraternity, the treasurers, the people in the finance department, the judges and magistrates, also all the legal finance. In other words, all government officials, everybody in government, gathered together at the dedication of Nebuchadnezzar's image. Now, so the satraps, the administrators, repeated again, now verse 3. The satraps, the administrators, the governors, the counselors, the treasurers, the judges, the magistrates, and all the officials of the provinces gathered together for the dedication of the image that King Nebuchadnezzar had set up. And they stood before the image and that Nebuchadnezzar had set up. Then a herald cried aloud, "To you it is commanded, O peoples, nations, and languages, that at the time you hear the horn, the flute, the harp, the lyre, the psaltery, in symphony, with all kinds of music, you shall fall down and worship the gold image that King Nebuchadnezzar has set up. And whoever does not fall down and worship shall be cast immediately into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. So at the time when all the people heard the sound of the horn, the flute, the harp, the lyre, in symphony with other kinds of music, all the people, nations, languages, fell down and worshipped the gold image which King Nebuchadnezzar had set up. Now, a gold image so big, so huge, so powerful, such a display of wealth, put there in front of everybody. You're supposed to worship this. This is the command of all the king. And everybody is in agreement. You go to the courts, the magistrates, the judges. You go to, you know, the government departments. Everybody is in agreement.
The bankers.
Everybody is, you know, the treasurers. Yes, thank you, the bankers. Everybody is in agreement. So if you disagree, that means they can cut off your account. This is the whole Antichrist system.
Yes.
So they are all in agreement. But some people say no. Now, these are the people who are going to be the classic end time believers whom God expects in his kingdom. And some of them, it has to come at a point where you're not going to go with the flow, even if you know it is wrong. That's the thing about some men, because it's so easy for people to go with the flow. Eh? So everybody was what? You know, pastors were saying, then some of them even called for churches to be vaccination centers. I mean, how stupid can you be? How stupid can you be? Even if the vaccines were real, okay? And like they were not fake vaccines. Even if they're like they were original vaccines which we used to get as children, which were real vaccines. Church is not the place for that.
Yes.
There is a place for that. Okay? Yes. Why are you saying, like, those are the people whom Jesus hammered Chibok.
Yes.
Eh? Because there was nothing wrong with people selling doves and pigeons, you know, to other people. But not in the temple of God.
Yes, yes.
It wasn't the pigeons and the doves that Jesus was angry about.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why he took out his cane and caned them. There is a place for that. The temple is a place for worship.
Yes.
Now, when people come to church, they have come for worship. If they are sick and they want treatment, they know where to go.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here they have come for worship. And why can't you keep the sanctity of the church? But you see, their pastor saying, let the churches be vaccination centers. I mean, like, how stupid can you be? Yeah. How stupid can you be? Like, this has nothing to do with whether you believe the vaccines were good or not. No. Let them put up other vaccination centers. Let hospitals be vaccination centers. And let churches be prayer centers.
Yes.
You know, let's go ahead. Pray and, you know, whatever. So he says here, verse 8, therefore at that time, certain Chaldeans came forward and accused the Jews. They spoke and said to King Nebuchadnezzar, O king, live forever. You, king, have made a decree that everyone who hears the sound of the horn, the flute, the harp, the lyre, psaltery, in symphony with all other kinds of music shall fall down and worship the gold image. And whoever does not fall down and worship shall be cast into the midst of a fiery furnace. There are certain Jews whom you have set over the affairs of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, have not paid the regard to you. They do not serve your gods nor worship the gold image which you have set up. Then Nebuchadnezzar, in rage and fury, gave the command to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. So they brought those men before the king. Nebuchadnezzar spoke, saying to them, is it true, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that you do not serve my gods or worship the gold image which I have set up? Now verse 15. Pay attention to this. If you are ready at the time you hear the sound of the horn, the flute, the harp, the lyre, and the psaltery in symphony with all kinds of music. They keep on mentioning it because it's six altogether.
Yes.
And you fall down and worship the image which I have made, then good. But if you do not worship, listen to what the king says. But if you do not worship, you shall be cast immediately into the midst of a fiery furnace. Now, then he says this. And who is the God who will deliver you from my hands? Now, this is a man who believes his God. And he says, let us see which God you worship, who will deliver you from my hands. Now, these men are seeing that Nebuchadnezzar is challenging their God. Now, there are people who have had a relationship with God where if you challenge their God, it doesn't matter. They are not going to be coyed by the fact that you appear to have all this authority and you can command and people are thrown in fiery furnace and what. So this guy is, and so Nebuchadnezzar says, and who is the God who will deliver you from my hand? So Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, Nebuchadnezzar, we have no need to answer you in this matter. If that is the case, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the fiery furnace, and he will deliver us from your hand, O king. But if not, let it be known to you, O king, that we do not serve your gods, nor will we worship the gold image which you have set up. Now they set up a gold image of viruses. Then people are supposed to worship a virus, COVID. Then everybody, the people. I remember during campaigns, I went to a church. You know, like just campaigns, you know those things. So I went to a church. The person preaching preached COVID from beginning to end. COVID, you know, you people, what? This is how they put on a mask. It has to cover both your nose and your mouth. Then it tells everybody, put it on properly. Then, you know, COVID, then over what? Then I'm saying, man, why do people come to church to listen to this? Like, church should be... Now, you see that they have set up an image, a gold image in church of COVID. Now, that gold image is spread by media, what, you know, and now all the media houses are in, you know, in line to make sure that everybody is worshipping the God. Now, I sat there and I listened. And of course, I was there for votes. But I sat there and I listened and I said, man, imagine people leave home to go and pray. And then you come and they are preaching about COVID. And then you say, where is it in the Bible? And then I was bored. But at the end of the time, they gave me time to speak. Yeah, and I spoke. But I was so disappointed for the people who live and they come and they listen to that. Eh? But because there was this golden image of, you know, which everybody was supposed to bow down and worship. Anyway, I'll go to verse 20. You know what happened? They threw them in the fiery furnace. Then they survived. Now I'm just going to jump those verses and move on. If you don't know, they refused to worship the king. They put them in the fiery furnace, made the heat 7 times bigger. But they came out, and the scripture says they were not even as much as smelling smoke, like they had never been in any fire whatsoever. Now, let's start from verse 26. Then Nebuchadnezzar went near the mouth of the burning fiery furnace and spoke, saying, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, servants of the Most High God. Now, you see his language has now changed. Yes. Because now he sees, because people are not going to believe your God until they see something that he has done. Don't believe they are going to believe just because you have a Bible in your hands. No, you have to give God an opportunity to stand up and prove to your enemies that he is God. Okay? Now, he says, servants of the Most High God. Previously, a few verses before, he's saying, let us see which God this is who will save you from my hands. Now, here he's saying, servants of the Most High God, come out and come here. Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came from the midst of the fire. And the satraps, the administrators, the governors, the king's counselors gathered together. In other words, all the government officials that saw these men on whose bodies the fire had no power. And the hair of their head was not singed, nor were their garments affected. And the smell of fire was not even on them. Now, this is the verse I was interested in. Then Nebuchadnezzar spoke, saying, blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who sent his angel and delivered his servants who trusted in him. And they have frustrated the king's word and yielded their bodies that they should not serve or worship any god except their God. Now, the time comes when you have to frustrate the word of the king. If you do not have that spirit in you, then you are not an end-time believer. These people, the Bible says that we have to, you know, obey all authorities and what? The authorities, what if the authorities are telling you to take the mark of the beast? So you see, there are scriptures which are taken out of context by cowards because they do not want to do certain things. Now, these are people who served the king and they were obedient to him in every way, except when it came to them worshiping his God. Then they said, no. There, you have crossed the line. We serve you, we will be obedient to you, but we cannot worship your gods. Now, then they frustrated the word of a king. Now that is the spirit of this day. You have to have it in you that I frustrate the word of a king. So the king says, the president says something, you say, I am not going to do that. Go and get vaccine. No, Kabuleta says, I cannot, no matter what you do. Now, some people are too scared. Nebuchadnezzar was the most powerful man in the world. Museveni would not even be worthy opening his shoelaces. Eh? Nebuchadnezzar ruled 129 provinces, which stretched through all of Europe and Asia, and most of North Africa and Middle East. But this young boy said, no, we cannot. So, if you are not that kind of believer, and you're these people who take scripture out of context, yes, and believe that everything, even demonic leaders are telling you to do things and you do them, yes, and yet for them they are telling them to do because they are under the influence of the devil, yes, then you are in serious trouble. Anyway, but now listen to how all of this ended. Mm-hmm. Therefore, I make a decree. Now, this is now the king saying, Nebuchadnezzar himself, yes, saying. Yes. Now, previously, there was another decree. But now, because of these people,
yes,
there is another decree,
yes,
made by the same king. He says, therefore, I make a decree that any person, nation, or language who speaks anything amiss against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be cut in pieces, and their houses shall be made an ash heap, because there is no other God who can deliver like this. Wow. Now, I mean, this is amazing.
Wow.
Now,
wow,
they have changed the whole. Now, that's how you change a generation,
yes,
a system.
Yes.
Not by yielding to it, not by being in conformity to it. You don't conform to evil.
Mm-hmm.
You stand up to it, and then evil conforms to you.
Yes.
Now, Nebuchadnezzar is giving another degree. Now, anybody, if I hear you saying anything against the God of these men,
yes,
I am going to cut you into pieces.
Mm-hmm.
Now, suddenly, the whole kingdom is scared of the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
Mm-hmm.
Would that have happened if these people had just said, Munange, you know wisdom, the things which Baruch Hu say,
Abnang,
you have to be wise. Eh? Yeah, you just worship. After all, in your heart, you're not worshiping. But you just fall down. Nobody knows what is in your heart. You know, that's the wisdom of some people.
Yes.
That nobody knows what is in your heart, so let's just fall down. Let's just worship and what?
Munange, God understands.
God understands that we are living in tough times. What?
Yeah.
No. These people turned the whole kingdom on its head and frustrated the previous decree and caused the king to give another decree just because of their defiance. Now, the book of Daniel is about the end time believer. If you think that you're going to be an end time believer who is softy and so on, and the Bible says you obey all kings and people in authority, because you're going in a bad place. Here we are in the book of Daniel.
Yes.
These men have frustrated the word of the king.
Yes,
eh? Yes, and now they've come out on top. And now imagine the whole kingdom now. Imagine the men who came and reported them.
Yes.
Now the whole kingdom is scared of them.
Yes, yes.
And then it says they even promoted them.
Mm-hmm.
Eh? Previously they were just, overseers over the province of Babylon.
Mm-hmm.
Now they even promoted them. Now they have authority. Mm-hmm. Nobody can say anything against them.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody looks at them in fear. You imagine if that's an office space.
Mm.
Everybody looks at you in fear.
Mm.
Eh, who is this guy?
Mm.
Like you've come now, you've demonstrated the power of your God.
Yeah.
Now, God would never have the ability to have done that if these men had not stood up and done something about it. Now, don't you think that these men, everybody has a life which they think they like a lot.
Yes.
But if at the heart of you, you're all about self-protection.
Mm.
Remember what Jesus said. He says, those who seek to save their lives will lose it.
Yes.
But those who lose it for the gospel will get it.
Yes.
Now, did Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego lose their lives?
Yeah.
No, but they lost it when they said, okay, it's okay. Put us in the furnace.
Mm.
If our God delivers us, so be it. But even if he doesn't, we just know we will not worship your gods.
Yeah.
So now they had put their life in turmoil.
Yes.
But now they get back their life in a different way. Now the whole kingdom is aware that there is a God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego,
yes,
and the king has said, nobody dare say anything against this God.
Mm-hmm.
Eh? Now, of course, all throughout the book of Daniel, eventually, the whole kingdom started actually worshiping the God of Daniel,
yes,
and Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. So they turned the whole tide around.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is what the Lord is calling us to do in this end time. Not to be conformists.
Yes.
Not to be people who, this is going with the flow. We are never meant to be that.
Mm-hmm.
We turn the tide. The globalists want to subdue us and push us in a corner, but we come up and say, no, we are not going into any corner. We stand up, and our God will do the rest. He can only do it when we stand up. If we do not stand up, he cannot do it.
Yes.
So we have to give him the opportunity to stand up and do something.
Amen.
And now somebody listening to this today will say that, you know what, I am not going to be that kind of conformist Christian. If they set up an image, whatever it is, Ebola, COVID, what, I am not going to bow down and worship it, because I worship God, and that's who I worship. I think we've run out of time. So give us a final word, Derek, before
yes,
we go.
Yes, you know, you're speaking about the greatness of our generation being an interim generation. And just remember the scripture that when Jesus is saying that no one lights a lamp and hides it under a table. So our generation is supposed to have its lamp by the doorpost, like Jesus says. Not because there was a time where, you know, you were a Christian and it was okay for you to, you know, be under the table. But now you cannot, because people have to come. And Jesus says, particularly in that very scripture, that so that you put the lamp on the lampstand, so that those who come from out may see the light and come in. Now that's the call of our generation as an interim generation, that our lamp will be shining so bright, number one. Number two, that it will be on the lampstand where the Lord wants it to be, so that those who are out, like you've been saying about the three Jews during the time of Nebuchadnezzar, all the provinces now who are outside of you know, the belief of this great God, now could believe on this great God, because they have seen the light that is shining through these three Jews.
We must pray for those who received these vaccines. Now, that includes COVID, but also even most recently, Ebola. If you are ignorant of the death within the injection, you must know that the Lord has a solution. Now, Isaiah 53 verse 4 says that Jesus took on our sicknesses and carried our sorrows. In other words, if you got sick as a result of these vaccines, you must know that Jesus bore within his body all sickness, past, present, and future. If you are not sick, there are also things called sorrows. There are sorrows of a destroyed body immunity, sorrows of damaged organs, sorrows of a lost livelihood. Okay? Now, that's Isaiah 53 verse 4. He took on our sicknesses and carried our sorrows. Okay? Now, Matthew 18 verse 17 also says that he himself, Jesus himself, took on all these things for our sake. Now, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Father, we stretch forth your hand upon everybody who has suffered sickness as a result of these vaccines. In the name of Jesus, by the power of your blood, we command now every death out of their body in the name of Jesus. Every damaged organ, we speak life, 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 come back to life in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, for those who have extensive damage, Father, we give them new organs now in the name of Jesus Christ. The transplant happens now as we speak in the name of Jesus. Now, everybody under the hearing of my voice in the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you that you are the one that restores all that was lost. All that was lost in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you because it is done. It is done in your holy name. Amen.
Thank you very much. Nice conclusion. And so I think we'll end it there because we've run out of time. We shall continue next week. So in the meantime, I am the Watchman Joseph Kableta. I'm with Derek Mureba. And have yourselves a wonderful evening.
That was The Watchman. Join us at our Friday fellowship, 6 p.m. at Uma Upper Gardens, Nakawa, Kampala. To connect to the anointing upon The Watchman, you can give through the ministry mobile money lines, that is +256 780 292 555 or +256 755 292 555. Follow us on our Facebook page, The Watchman, on Twitter at UG Watchman, Instagram at @the_UG Watchman, and on YouTube, Ugandan Watchman, or send us an email to info@ugwatchman.com. For more information on previous messages, on how to give, resources and more, visit our website at ugwatchman.com. The Watchman, the King is coming.